Hello friends, a very good morning to all of you. Myself Raman Dua, and we are bringing a brand new show which is gonna talk about the most important thing of your life, and that's real estate. It's Real Estate Uncover, and this is Raman Dua. We are going to present this show in a very structured way from next episode onwards. So we'll be talking about a success mantra in every show, because everybody wants to be successful in their life, but so many times we don't know what is the real factor which makes you successful. Now, there's not only one factor which makes you successful. There could be so many other things which are important in the life and which helps you to bring the level of success which anybody can think of. So I will be sharing my experience. I'll be sharing my success mantra. As a new immigrant, I came into this country, and with the grace of God, I got a good level. I achieved a good level, which actually is like a lot many people, they come and ask me, what is your success mantra? And I want to make sure I share my success with you, and that will motivate others to make sure they are also successful. As well as we'll be talking a lot about the real estate, we'll be talking about the statistics, like how the things are going out in the real estate market. And every week we'll be bringing up a topic over there. This is the first show, so I thought we will be correlating the show with first-time buyers. This is such a crucial decision of their life to buy a house. Definitely all the buyers, they look towards an expert to make sure they are not making any wrong decision over there. House is one of the biggest asset which anybody buys in their lifetime. So you want to make sure you have the right set of information. You want to make sure you make the right decision. When it comes to first time buyer, so many times we don't know how the mortgage is going to work. We don't know how the lawyer is going to go work. We don't know how and what we have to look into the inspection. So today we'll be dedicating the full episode just to first time buyers to make sure it provides you the right information. So first of all, we're going to talk about how you have to get the mortgage approval, or rather I would say how you have to get the mortgage pre-approval. Because let's say if you are going to buy the house, let's say if you see many properties and you like any of them. Now, if you're not qualified for the mortgage, all the efforts is going to go in the waste. So please guys, make sure before you start looking for your property, try and analyze your financial situation, which is the most important part. Especially first time buyers, you know, their most important thing is, like, you know, they want to stay into their budget range. Of course, like if you go and see the houses, you're going to like a house which is maybe $800,000 or $1 million. But you can afford a house which is $500,000. So that is the most important aspect which you need to look into it. So I'll give you a little bit tips about how you can work on the mortgage. So you can definitely go and talk to your bank, go and talk to your financial advisor. Or the best way to do is go and talk to your realtor. Because realtors, they have an access and they have a relationship with so many banks, so many mortgage brokers and all that stuff. So like, you know, I will give you some thumb rules when you have to qualify yourself for the mortgage. You know, in general, it all depends upon what kind of down payment you are putting up over there. So if you're making 5 or 10% down payment, yes, this is very, very important. So many times we as a first time buyer don't know that either we can qualify for 5% mortgage or we can qualify with 10% mortgage. There is nothing like, you know, you have to put 20%. Of course, when you put 20% down payment, you will be saving a lot of money on CMHC. But if you don't have that kind of money, please guys, don't wait and start collecting the 20%. You can still qualify with 5% or 10% down payment. It all depends upon your level of income. So I'll give you a rule of thumb for the mortgage qualification. Let's say if your income is $100,000, you can actually multiply it by 4 to 4.5 times, as I said, depending upon the down payment what you do. So if you're making $100,000 down payment, you can qualify up to $400,000 if you're making 5 or 10% down payment. So that is the mortgage qualification. On top of it, whatever the money you are adding up into the as a down payment, that will be in addition. So that will make your total purchase price. Now banks gives you various deals, banks gives you various rate of mortgages. Right now 5-year fixed rate is going approximately, some banks are giving like around 2.7, 2.8 as well, which is a very, very good rate. Of course, depending upon your risk level, you can either go for a fixed mortgage or you can either go for a variable mortgage. That you can take your decision by talking to an expert regarding that. Now, the most important thing in the mortgage, which you have to keep in your mind, is it all depends upon your credit. So your credit should be good. As a first-time buyer, another important thing, nowadays, a lot of banks, they actually prefer, they actually have special mortgage qualification criteria for the new immigrants. Because there's a lot of new immigrants coming into this part of Canada. And the most important thing in that is the new immigrant definition is you should be landed into Canada in last 5 years. Few banks, they have a criteria for 3 years as well, but majority of the banks, they consider you as a new immigrant if you are into this country in last 5 years. So this is a little bit details about the mortgage. Now comes to your mortgage payment as well. On an average, if it's a $100,000 mortgage, so your monthly mortgage is going to be approximately $450 a month. So if you're buying a property which is $400,000, that makes your mortgage payment approximately $1,800 a month. Plus on top of it, you will be paying your utilities, which is on an average house is around $300 to $400, as well as you will be paying your property taxes as well. So in nutshell, your monthly budget on something which is approximately $400,000 is going to be $2,500 to $2,600 a month. Rest it all depends upon how much down payment you are planning to do. So this was a little bit about the mortgage pre-qualification. Now the next step comes into when you start looking for the properties. Make sure, guys, talk to your realtor, talk to a professional. So many times I see, like, you know, we start looking for the house just by going into the open houses and just by, you know, looking at MLS.ca. Now this is very tricky part. Of course, you have a liberty to go to open houses and check the properties on MLS.ca. But so many times, just by doing that, you will neglect so many good properties which is coming up out there into the market. Because what happens is, as a realtor, when we put any listing on MLS, it takes at least 24 to 48 hours to show that property on realtor.ca. And many times, those properties, they get actually sold by the time you reach there. On top of it, open houses, yes, it's a very good source to go and look for the houses. But think about it. How many properties actually you can see in the open house? So might be you are neglecting a lot of other properties. So guys, please don't do that mistake. I would strongly encourage and motivate you to make sure you go and talk to your realtor to get the right information and to get the right set of properties for you. So once you look at any property and you really like it, don't hesitate to discuss that with your realtor. Many times we might be thinking, you know what, I'm not gonna tell my realtor, because if I tell my realtor I like this property, he's gonna get some little extra price from me. No guys, it's not like that. A good realtor will always make sure to do the best job for their clients. And once you like that property, then it comes the time to put an offer on the property. And that's, I think, very, very important. Most of the time in an offer, a realtor normally puts financing, inspection, and so many other clauses to protect you as a buyer. And especially when you're a first-time buyer, you want to make sure your interest is well protected over there. You need an appraisal, might be. The bank may come back to you and ask for an appraisal for the property, which is another important part. So make sure you have your time over there, which is normally in most of the cases is 5 business days, but it might vary from 5 to 7 business days. But there's no hard and fast rule for that. And another important aspect of the property is the inspection. You need to make sure you get a good inspector to check your property. Now, when the inspector checks the property, it is not that they are looking for the cosmetic part of it. They are looking at the structural part of it. They are looking at the furnace. They are looking at the roof. They are looking at some other problem which is major, like maybe a leakage in the house. So this is an very, very crucial and important aspect that you have to have the inspection of the property and make sure your inspector gives you the report as well, because that report is going to be a source of information for you, and that will give you a lot of information about the property, about the structure, about the roofing, about the electricals and all that stuff. Now, once you are done with the financing and inspection, both the things, after that, it is time to make the deal firm. And when the deal gets firm, after that, you need to choose a lawyer as well. Many times, a lot of first-time buyers, they come and tell me, oh, you know what? Why do I need a lawyer? So guys, this is the system over here that when you are closing any deal, you need to have a lawyer who is going to be doing all the accounting management, like, you know, he will be communicating with the bank to get the funds, he will be taking the down payment from you, and the most important part is he will be making sure that they search the title on the property, because title of the property is another important thing, and your lawyer wants to make sure that there is no other lien on the property or there's no other issues with the title. So once they check all that aspect and they make sure everything is clear, they communicate with the bank, they communicate with you, and on the day of closing, they communicate with the seller's lawyer to make sure the funds are exchanged, the keys are exchanged, and everything goes in a smooth way. So that's a very simple procedure when it comes to buying the property for first time and you want to make sure you do it right. So guys, first make sure get the mortgage pre-approval. Then when you're putting up an offer, conditions are there, financing and inspection. But in few cases, sometimes let's say if there's a multiple offer, the conditions, it could be a decision which you have to take at that time. You might decide to waive those conditions if the house is really in good shape or if your mortgage pre-approved already. And then on the day of closing, you get the keys. So that's a simple and easy procedure for first-time buyers to make sure they get their dream home right on time, on a good price, and with no hassles. So listeners, now this is a time for a short commercial break, and I'll be back right after that commercial break with Real Estate Uncovered.